WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago, where research meets real-world impact. The master's program in social work blends classroom learning with extensive field education guided by faculty known for groundbreaking research. Applications are open at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. The Chicago Jazz Festival is currently in full swing. It started on Thursday, August 28th, and will end on Monday, featuring live performances from local and international talent all weekend long. Plus, it's free. You just have to make your way to the Chicago Cultural Center and Millennium Park. To get details about the festival, we sat down with Frain Lewis of the city's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events, or DCASE, jazz and blues singer Lynn Jordan, and jazz pianist and composer Miguel de la Serna. Here's Frain describing the energy in the jazz community leading up to the fest.
You know, throughout the years, the energy's been great, but especially after COVID and that whole thing, coming back is really special. You know, coming together, sharing a moment together, the artists performing in on location together, it's special now.
Yeah, definitely. That definitely makes a huge difference.
Absolutely.
So the fest is kicking off today, as I mentioned, at the Chicago Cultural Center. So what can visitors expect this year?
Visitors can expect exciting lineup, including Claudine Myers.
Have you ever been in love with a man that was no good?
Catherine Russell, Kenny Garrett, and Spanish Harlem Orchestra.
Nice.
But, you know, I really want to highlight the neighborhood performances. All around the city, we've had some great performances in the neighborhoods. And I think that's really important to gather community together as a city as well.
Is there anything that you're doing differently this year compared to previous years?
Yes. So in previous years, we've kicked off in Millennium Park. But this evening at the Cultural Center in Preston Bradley Hall, we will have our evening program headlined by Amina Claudine Myers.
What was behind the decision making there?
Well, partially, we wanted to make it some kind of intimate gathering.
Yeah.
And then sometimes with Millennium Park being across the street away from the daytime programming, it can be kind of disjointed. To this time, we're bringing all the programming together, the daytime programming and the evening programming together in one spot.
Sounds like so much fun. So what should festival goers who are listening now, what should they know before they head out to the Cultural Center today and Millennium Park the rest of the weekend?
You know, I think that like any other festival, you want to prepare for parking. You want to prepare for the weather.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, you just want to come out and have a great time.
Yeah. Is that heat wave supposed to be
continuing? No, I think
are we done with that now?
Let's knock on wood. Let's not say that, but I think it's much cooler now.
Awesome. Yeah. That's Frain Lewis of Chicago's Department of Cultural Affairs and Special Events. Thank you so much for giving that Chicago Jazz Fest rundown.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I want to turn now to two people who will be taking the Jazz Fest stage this weekend. We're joined now by jazz and blues singer Lynn Jordan and jazz pianist and composer Miguel de la Serna. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So great to see you. I mean, how are you feeling ahead of your upcoming performances? You first, Lynn.
I feel great. This is the first time that I've been on the program.
Really?
I've been singing in Chicago for 30 years, but people don't quite know what I sing.
Oh, well, they're about to know you now.
Well, I mean, they know me, but they don't know how to categorize. I'm just thrilled. Really, really thrilled.
Does that come with some jitters, this first time feeling?
No, I mean, yes, but no. No, I'm just, you know, I've been performing for decades because I'm old, but I'm just excited to bring in a different repertoire that's my fans. Well, they've seen me sing it, but yeah. just to meet new people.
New and, folks, yeah.
Yeah,
and it's new ears.
Yeah, and it's a prestigious event, and it's nice to be included.
That's wonderful. How about you, Miguel? How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel great about it, actually. I've got a new band with some young lions that are young Micah Collier and Frank Morrison Jr., and also the great Ari Brown is playing with me as well. Mm. So it's super exciting.
That is wonderful. Have you played the fest before?
Yes, many times.
Many actually. Times. Yeah. So for the people who haven't been, Miguel, how would you describe what it's like being there at Chicago Jazz Fest?
Well, you know, it's been going on for 40 years. So there's a tradition. I mean, if I was to go back in my memory banks, I could tell you that, well, there's just too many great memories. Starting with Herbie Hancock, and Wynton Marsalis was not even famous when he came here.
Right.
And he played on the stage. No one knew who he was. He came out and played on TV. And
wow. And I don't even remember a time not knowing who Wynton Marsalis
was. Well, this was in the 80s, and he was still very, very young, and he came out and played with Herbie Hancock, and a star was born.
Yeah.
Right then, you know.
It sounds like it's full of great energy.
It is, you know, and it's totally free. It has three or four stages in the daytime, and it's expanded. I mean, I remember when it was at Petrillo, it was different, but not Millennium Park. Of course, Millennium Park is beautiful, and, you know, what can you say? Can you just go from one place to the other and then pass through the Bean, which I love the Bean.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how everyone else feels about it, but
I
love the Bean. It's just a great place to be.
Awesome.
And the scenery, too, at Millennium Park is, you can see the Skyway, and it's just a wonderful event.
Where can people catch your show this weekend, Lynn, and when?
I'm on the WDCB Jazz Lounge, I believe is what the stage is called.
Officially. At Millennium Park?
At Millennium Park.
Nice.
And
on what day?
Saturday, August 31st from 4:30 to 6:15.
Oh, wonderful. How about you, Miguel? When are you on?
Later today, 3:30.
You're playing today.
Yes, Preston Bradley Hall, which is quite exciting.
Amazing.
I love the Preston Bradley. You know, that was where concerts were, the classical concerts when I was growing up. And so it's always a pleasure.
So that's in a few hours, right?
That's correct, yes.
So how are you feeling right now? Is that, you know, these last couple of hours, are there jitters for you?
Well, I mean, it's always jitters. I'm nervous when I'm not nervous.
Yeah, I hear that for sure. What can people expect from your performance on Saturday, Lynn?
I'm going to do some Nina Simone because I love her. She's my kindred spirit, whatever, because of all the different genres that she sang. And I just love her. So I'm going to do a fair amount of
Nina Simone.
Not a total Nina set.
Yeah.
And then just because I look at songs as stories, so I'm just going to sing the stories that the best ones that I can, you know, and I'm bringing my guys who I've been playing with, some of them for over 30 years, since
right.
I was two, you know.
Wow. Amazing.
I know.
How incredible. So, I mean, was the preparation for this any different? I mean, you've been doing this, as you said, for a very long time, but the first time on the Jazz Fest stage. So when you go into it, are you sort of thinking differently as you put together a set?
Well, yeah, like I'm leaving out non-jazz stuff. I mean, not totally, because, you know, jazz is everything, really.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not going to be doing any disco or anything like that, unless I get moved. You never know.
Depends on the crowd.
Yeah, exactly. But, like I said, I'm going to be doing a fair amount of the Nina stuff. And I don't know, I just have this urge to do a couple a cappella things because I love singing a cappella.
Oh, wonderful.
Not like I said to one, I'll do one. But
that's exciting.
Yeah, the preparation, it's been a little strategic, it really, you
mm-hmm.
know. But I hope I have a lot of my people show up. So
yeah, I think they'll be
to
there.
To feel the love, you know.
For sure.
I'm really excited, though. I really am.
Well, on that note, it's time for some more music. This is actually a track of yours, Lynn. Let's play If I Can't Sell It.
Now you won't find a better pair of legs in town. And a back like this, not for miles and miles around. So if I can't, I'll sell it.
So know, we're going to stick with you for another moment, Lynn, because, I mean, not only are you a professional singer, as we've been talking about, but it's safe to say you're also a professional diva. It says so in your Instagram handle, at Diva Jordan.
Well, people keep calling me that.
Well, what does it mean to you? What does it mean to be a jazz diva?
I have never called myself a diva at all, only as a joke. All my friends do, though.
Yeah?
Like, I'll call a friend, and they'll be like, hello, diva. And I'm like, where is this coming from? People that don't know me.
Yeah.
You know, don't. I just think it means a professional who just, you know, after a certain age, you just don't care about judgment, whatever. I just do what I want.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. Maybe that's it.
And listen, a diva is whatever you want it to be.
Exactly. And I do have a fair amount of accoutrement, feathers and jewelry and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
That, I will say, is quite diva. I have a whole bedroom that is literally a wardrobe room.
Oh, my gosh.
So that is what I claim my divaness.
That is very
that is
diva.
Other than that, though, not the temperament or any. Just ask my band. They'll tell you.
It's all positive.
Angel.
It's all love. All right. So let's listen to another song, Miguel. This is you at Hyde Park Jazz Festival commission performance back in 2022.
Oh, my
let's
gosh.
Listen. So, Miguel, you're a third-generation jazz pianist.
That's correct.
From Chicago. I want to hear more about what it was like growing up in such a musical family.
Well, that's a hard one. Because I think most of us who grew up in musical families, I can tell you it's not as easy as you think. I mean, it's a lot of comparing yourself to your older musician family members and trying to find your way, But for me, it was very, very tough to say, hey, to even consider myself a musician, because there was just this enormous pressure to be better than you could possibly be as a child. So,
yeah.
So that part, but having music around me like that was just great.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So we're going to see seasoned jazz cats and young aspiring jazz musicians all at the same festival this weekend. So how does that feel for you as a seasoned musician, Miguel, doing this for a while, to see all of these folks coming up?
You know, that's the best part of the Jazz Festival. One of the things that I'm always excited about is the high school stage that's behind Millennium Park. And you can see it's a great stage. All the parents come out. It's all the young students. That's the most exciting part about the Jazz Festival is bringing all those young people together. I think that the whole jazz scene has changed. I think one of the goals for all of us is to make sure that this music continues to live. And I think we're all kind of concerned because of streaming and all these things that go on and
yeah.
where the music business is going to go. But when you see these young people embrace it so passionately, you can't help but feel like we have a chance to yeah. survive.
There, it gives you some sense of hope.
Absolutely.
What about you, Lynn?
I'm always hopeful because young people, they're freer now. They have more access to different types of music. So it's not just what you heard in your parents' record collection or if they took you to hear music. You can find it. And
yeah.
the good stuff always rises to the top. So I'm hopeful.
What would you say makes Chicago a place for jazz music?
You can work. You can make a living if you're, you know, I've used this word once before, if you're strategic, if you plug into all the different opportunities, because we're it's a tourist town with conventions who need entertainment, and there's a way to make a living. You may not be a millionaire, but you could be a thousandaire, or you can just pay your rent, you know, and have a vacation maybe once every year or
hey,
twice a year.
That sounds pretty good.
But, I mean, so there's a way, and it's interesting. I've been really spoiled because I thought well, it must be like this everywhere. But Chicago's really special in that you can carve a way to make a living. Not that that's the point of art or music, but it, you know, it don't hoit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. What about you, Miguel? I mean, Chicago is a jazz place.
Well, absolutely. What Lynn said is absolutely correct. In fact, even from the 30s and 40s, musicians migrated here because there was work here. Actually, there was a lot more radio and TV work here in Chicago than ever happened in New York.
Mm.
And the ad money was here as well. Oh, yeah. There's just a lot of work. She's absolutely correct. And New York and L.A. get the hype, but, you know, she's one of the drawbacks to that, though, is you can just be very anonymous here. You can make a living here, but
yeah,
always be under the radar.
Right. Right. Well, outside of the fest, tell us, before I let you go, where can people usually find you performing? Lynn, how do we keep up with you?
Well, I have a website. I have a mailing list that's ongoing. It's lynnjordan.com.
Okay.
LynnJordan.com. And I'm actually doing a Sarah Vaughan Dinah Washington kind of birthday celebration. It's after the festival, but it's in early September at Davenport's with some really great Chicago jazz singers. Can
awesome.
I say their names?
Yes, of course.
Frieda Lee, Bobby Wilson, Margaret Murphy Webb, Kimberly Gordon.
Yeah, that sounds
great,
amazing.
Great broads. Women. I mean, really great. I mean, I'm excited about it.
Yeah, we look forward to it. Miguel, where can we find you?
Well, you know, actually, I said I've been to the Jazz Fest many times. What I should tell you is that I'm known as a freelance sideman. So you might find me just about anywhere. Because most of the times I've played, I'm usually accompanist for singers. And I think I should also say my appearance this year, later today, is under the auspices of the Hyde Park Jazz Society. You know, there's that Preston Bradley stage, something what Frayne was talking about, is a citywide thing. And so people would invite different organizations. So mine's the Hyde Park Jazz Society, the Southside Jazz Coalition is coming behind me. And so I play at those different events as well. And so
nice.
Yeah.
We can find you anywhere. Everywhere.
It's a vibrant, there's so much going on now. And that's one of the great things about the DKC and the Jazz Fest is that they brought all these people together to produce this great program. And it's all over the city. It's not just downtown. It's spread out all over the place. And I think that it's a testament to the great leadership that there at DKC.
We'll leave it there. That's jazz and blues singer Lynn Jordan and jazz pianist and composer Miguel de la Serna. Thank you both so much.
Thank you.
This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin. It was edited by Meha Ahmed and mixed by Ari Mejia. If you enjoyed this conversation, make sure to tune in on Monday and subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss another conversation. You can also check out our full archive of conversations at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Thank you for listening.
Did I remember to say I'm lost without you? Just how mad about you I've grown.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.